WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Friday night on the Cinemax cable network, Clive Owen stars in The Nick, a new medical drama series that stands out for at least two different reasons. The director and one of the executive producers is filmmaker Steven Soderbergh. And the show takes place in the year 1900. Our TV critic David Bianculli has this review.
The first impression of The Nick, the new 10-part drama series that begins this weekend on Cinemax, is that it seems derivative. It's about a maverick doctor who's rude to almost everyone around him, like the abrasive hero of Hugh Laurie's Fox series, House. He works at a hospital in a big city in the shadow of bigger hospitals fighting for attention and respect, like the doctors on St. Elsewhere. The title The Nick, in fact, is short for Knickerbocker Hospital and is as derisive a nickname as St. Elsewhere was for Boston's St. Allegius. But The Nick is set in New York, not Boston. And it's not a modern hospital at all, because this new drama series is set in downtown New York City at the start of the 20th century. And in that way, too, The Nick seems overly familiar, because a recent BBC America series, Copper, covered very similar terrain in both date and place. But here comes a pleasant surprise. Cinemax sent out 7 of the show's 10 episodes for preview. And the more I watched, the more persuaded I became that The Nick was on a very original journey and making the most of its increasingly singular cast of characters. At the center of all this period medicine and mayhem is Clive Owen as Dr. John Thackeray, a medical maverick and pioneer who has more regard for new techniques than any bedside manner. When first we see him, he's shooting drugs between his toes, like Mel Profit on Wise Guy, and exhibiting little patience with the staff, like Lucy, a new young nurse from the South played by Eve Hewson. Even though the setting is a turn-of-the-century hospital ward, the verbal tension may as well come straight from the latest episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Which nurse changed the dressings on this man?
I did. Per Dr. Gallinger's instructions. Twice in the past 24 hours, and I emptied his drains throughout the night.
And did you recently empty that one?
I didn't. It's tended to have collected very little fluid.
And yet the area where the drain exits the wound is swollen. Perhaps you might have considered clearing the drainage tube of clogs. How long have you been here?
Almost 3 weeks.
Then you should already know, Nurse Elkins, that the goal is to keep the patients alive, not kill them with negligence after a surgeon's done his best to save them. I expect everyone to be well-versed in their responsibilities.
I'm sorry.
No, weakness and self-pity have no place on my ward. If I'm asking too much of you, you can always take the donkey cart back to Kentucky and continue in the fine tradition of curing people with moonshine and angleworm poultices.
These conflicts deepen episode by episode, along with the characters. The head of surgery, played by Matt Frewer from Max Headroom and Orphan Black, demonstrates early on a risky operation that will be tried time and again in subsequent episodes. Each time, it becomes more dramatic and more meaningful. A new doctor at the hospital, played by Andre Holland, is just as gifted, brilliant, and innovative as Dr. Thackeray. But his skin is black, which makes his circumstances and his opportunities completely different. And there are other key characters at the Nick as well. From the heiress who helps fund the hospital, to the unscrupulous ambulance driver who helps hunt for research cadavers and other money-making opportunities. The slowly blossoming beauty of The Nick as a TV series is that it moves in unexpected directions and at a thoughtfully deliberate pace. If you presume Dr. Thackeray is going to bond with that young nurse or the new doctor right away, you'd be wrong. And medical cases which at first appear to be singular events turn out to be continuing storylines, where we watch patients heal or fail to. And doctors, too, keep trying new procedures and new equipment in discovering the path to an enlightened new age of medical science. One impressive aspect of The Nick is that it mixes the latest developments in medicine, a makeshift suction device, a new X-ray machine, alongside more mainstream discoveries like the bicycle and electricity. Soderbergh, who last worked for HBO on the Emmy-winning Behind the Candelabra, trusts both his vision and his actors. The graphic operating room scenes are riveting, even as their primitive and bloody displays of medical technique make you want to look away. And though it wouldn't be fair to sample a clip from one of the later episodes, there's a point midway through The Nick when Clive Owen, in one single passionate scene, provides more than enough ammunition for a shot at next year's Emmy Awards. And Andre Holland, as Dr. Algernon Edwards, is right on his heels. Getting into The Nick, deeply into it, where it begins to prove itself beyond doubt, will take two or three episodes. But once you check into this particular TV hospital and stick around for a while, you'll care about the characters, their stories, and their amazing new inventions.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.